Welcome to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. Today's program celebrates Halloween with American songs and, more specifically, contemporary American composers. Let's begin with Are You Digging on My Grave? Words by Thomas Hardy and music by Ellen Mandel, who has written many art songs that have been performed at the Tribeca New Music Festival, St. Mark's Church on the Bowery, Clavier House, and the Century Center, all in New York City. She's had her works performed throughout the states and throughout the world. Thomas Hardy's words sparked Mandel into setting Are You Digging on My Grave, My Loved One, Planting Rue? No, yesterday he went to wed one of the brightest wealth has bred. It cannot hurt her now, he said, that I should not be true.
On my grave, my loved one, planting rue. No, yesterday he went to wed one of the brightest wealth has bred. It cannot hurt her now, he said, that I should not be true. Then who is digging on my grave, my nearest, dearest kin? No, they sit and think, what use? What good will planting flowers produce? No tendons of her mound can loose her spirit from death's gin. But someone digs upon my grave, my enemy, prodding sly. Nay, when she heard you had passed the gate that shuts on all flesh soon or late, she thought you no more worth her hate and cares not where you lie. Then who is digging on my grave? Say, since I have not guessed. Oh, it is I, my mistress dear, your little dog who still lives near, and much I hope my movements here have not disturbed your rest. Upon my grave, why flashed it not on me that one true heart was left behind? What feeling do we ever find to equal among you? Mistress, I dug upon your grave to bury a bone in case I should be hungry near the spot when passing on my daily trot. I am sorry, but I quite forgot it was your resting place. I am sorry, but I quite forgot.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music. I think that Ellen Mandel's Are You Digging on My Grave is an appropriate song to begin this Halloween celebration. The composer, Mandel herself, accompanied Daniel Near. The next contemporary American composer we'll sample is Charles Norman Mason, who has set to the words of Gerald Manley Hopkins, I Feel the Fell of Dark. Mason won the Samuel Barber Rome Prize Fellowship. Some of Mason's other awards include National Endowment of the Arts Fellowship, Dale Warland Singer's Commission Prize, and the BMI Young Composers Award. His music has been performed at Aspen, Tanglewood, Foro Internacional de Música Nueva in Mexico, and the new music festivals in Prague, Bucharest, and Sao Paulo. Dr. Mason is a professor of composition at the University of Miami's Frost School of Music and chair of the composition department. Gerald Manley Hopkins' poem, I Feel the Fell of Dark, inspired Dr. Mason. I wake and feel the fell of dark, not day. What hours, oh, what black hours we have spent this night. What sights you, heart, saw, ways you went.
Thank you. Oh.
I hope you're feeling the Halloween mood creeping up on you. We heard I Feel the Fell of Dark by Charles Norman Mason with Carmen Mason soprano, Craig Hulgren cello, and Bill Williams percussion. Our next spooky song is The Conqueror Worm by Benjamin C.S. Boyle. His inspiration was a poem by Edgar Allan Poe. Boyle writes opera, orchestra, chamber, and choral music, art songs, and piano pieces. Works have been commissioned and performed by the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra, Chicago Lyric Opera, Montreal Chamber Orchestra, the Colby City Orchestra, the Crossing Choir, and Lyric Fest. He is particularly noted for his composition of art songs. His song cycle, Spirits in Bondage, won first prize in the Nats Art Song Competition of 2018. At the age of 25, Dr. Boyle was the youngest to receive a PhD in composition from the University of Pennsylvania. The Edgar Allan Poe text that Boyle set begins, "Lo, 'tis a gala night within the lonesome latter years, an angel throng bewinged, bedight in veils and drowned in tears, sit in a theater to see a play of hopes and fears, while the orchestra breathes fitfully the music of the spheres."
That motley drama, oh, be sure it shall not be forgot, with its phantom chased forevermore. By a crowd that sees it not,
through a circle that ever returneth to the selfsame spot. And much of madness and more of sin, and horror the soul of the plot. But see amid the mimic root a crawling shape intrude, a bloodless thing that rise amid the scenic solitude. It rise with mortal pangs, the minds become its food, and seraphs sob at vermin fangs in human gore imbued.
This Halloween edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, you heard The Conqueror Worm by Benjamin C.S. Boyle with Randall Scarlatta, baritone, and Laura Ward, piano. Creeping along, we'll hear a Halloween-appropriate piece of Night Haunting in Scott Gendel's Mad Song. Besides being a composer, Gendel is a vocal coach, pianist, theatrical music director, singer, and composition instructor living in the Madison, Wisconsin area. As a composer, his music is wide-ranging, but he's particularly fond of all things vocal. As a performing musician, Scott collaborates on vocal and instrumental recitals around the country, plays in four different hard-to-categorize rock and electronic bands, and is the official pianist and principal vocal coach for Madison Opera. Recently, he recorded his piece, At Last, with soprano Camille Zamora and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. The words of William Blake inspired Gendel to write the Mad Song that seems just right for Halloween. The wild winds weep, and the night is a cold. Come hither, sleep, and my griefs infold. But lo, the morning peeps over the eastern steeps, and the rustling birds of dawn the earth do scorn. That was Scott Gendel's Mad Song, performed by soprano Kate McRae and violinist Edith Hines. Most of these Halloween songs we're hearing are contemporary, but I can't help sneaking back into the 20th century for another sleep-deprived number called Night Without Sleep, to the poetry of Paul Henry Ford. The composer is Paul Bowles. Will I die if I sit in that chair? The moonlight will fade my hair. Though the water snakes drown the day I'm found. Lorne Wagner was the soprano and Fred Weldy the pianist in Paul Bowles' Night Without Sleep. You're listening to the Halloween edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. Now I'll return to the contemporary American art songs to hear Stephen Stuckey's Buffalo Bill. Stuckey, a Pulitzer Prize-winning composer, lived from 1949 to 2016. He wrote many orchestral works performed by the orchestras of Baltimore, Chicago, Cincinnati, Dallas, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. He was resident composer with the LA Phil from 1988 to 2009. He taught around the world, including China, the US, and Sweden. We'll hear Stuckey's setting of the E.E. Cummings poem about Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Bill's defunct, who used to ride a water-smooth silver stallion and break 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pigeons just like that. Jesus, he was a handsome man, and what I want to know is, how do you like your blue-eyed boy, Mr. Death?
Buff, 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 buff. defunct, defunct. Who used to ride a water smooth silver stallion and break, 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 break. One, two, three, four, five. Pigeons just like that. Jesus, he was a handsome man. And what I want to know is, and what I want to know is, how do you like your blue-eyed boy, Mr. Death?
On this Halloween episode of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we've heard Buffalo Bill by Stephen Stuckey, with Jesse Blumberg, baritone, and the Bowling Green Philharmonia conducted by Emily Freeman Brown. Now we'll hear a Thomas Hardy poem set by Michael Murray, who has won awards and grants from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Ohio Federation of Music Clubs. Among his commissions are those from the Missouri Chamber Players and the music fraternities of Missouri State University. He earned a BM in composition from the Catholic University of America and his MM and DMA in composition from the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music. Murray's compositions have been performed and recorded across the United States, as well as in Cuba, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Poland, and the Czech Republic. He lives in Springfield, Missouri, where he is professor of music at Missouri State University. Here's the opening of Hardy's The Self Unseeing, set by Dr. Murray. Here is the ancient floor, foot-worn and hollowed and thin. Here was the former door where the dead feet walked in.
And fear.
This is the Halloween version of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. We just were shivering from Michael Murray's The Self-Unseeing, performed by baritone Chris Thompson with violist Peter Solsky. There's a cabaret song of Bill Bolcom that fits a creepy Halloween night.
Was always dressed in black, long black jacket, broad black hat, sometimes a cape, and as thin as rubber tape, black max. He would raise that big black hat to the big shots of the town, who raised their hats right back, never knew they were bowing to Black Max. I'm talking about a night in Rotterdam, when the right night people of all the town would find what they could in the night neighborhood of Black Max. There were women in the windows with bodies for sale, dressed in curls like little girls in little dollhouse jails. When the women walked the street with their beds upon their backs, who was lifting up his brim to them? Black Max. And there were looks for sale, the art of a smile. Only certain people walk the mystery mile. Artists, charlatans, vaudevillians, men of mathematics, acrobatics, and civilians. There was knitting needle music from a lady organ grinder with all her sons behind her. Marco, Vito, Benno, was he strong, though he walked like a woman. And Carlo, who was 5, he must be still alive. Marco had the SIF. And if you didn't take that terrible cure in those days, you went crazy and died. And he did. And at the coffin, before they closed the lid, who raised his lid? Black Max. I was climbing on the train, one day going far away, to the good old U.S. of A. And I heard some music underneath the tracks. Standing there beneath the bridge, long black jacket, broad black hat, playing the harmonica, one hand free, to lift that hat to me. Black Max, Black Max.
That was Bill Bolcom's Black Max, sung by baritone Nathan Gunn, with Kevin Murphy piano. Next we'll hear one of the group called A Seven of Sonnets by Robert McCulley, who is a composer of modern music for classical and traditional artists who lives in Houston, Texas. He has a bachelor in music composition from the New England Conservatory and a master's from the Shepherd School of Music at Rice University. He loves Houston despite the weather, even though the city seems provincial to him. Here's the opening of the sonnet entitled This One Lavender Disaster. Have a seat, sit anywhere you like. If the first one's taken, take the next in line. If that one's taken, the next is fine. Oh, come, consider the alternative. Do you want to stand until you're stiff? Consider your feet, consider your spine. Take your pick of mahogany or pine.
Have a seat, sit anywhere you like. If the first one's taken, take the next in line. if at once taken, the next is far. Consider your spine, take your pick of mahogany or pine. The selection here is superlative, we fully guarantee satisfaction. 15 settings and easy to master. Just turn it on and say goodbye to pain. We call this one lavender disaster. Each of our chairs is wired for action. We've never heard a customer complain.
You are listening to the Halloween episode of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2, your home for classical music. We just heard This One Lavender Disaster, words by Mark Alexander and music of Robert McCulley. The baritone was Gregory Wiest and the pianist Akane Kubo. We have the setting of another poem by Edgar Allan Poe, this one called Spirits of the Dead. The composer is Eric Schwartz, who has studied composition at the Cleveland Institute of Music, New York University, and both the Interlochen and Aspen Summer Music Festivals. Past teachers have included Margaret Brouwer, Donald Erb, George Tsontakis, and Randy Wolf. Primarily interested in a synthesis of musical archetypes, Schwartz is always at work on a variety of genre-bending projects. Formative influences include an amalgamation of the glam metal of the late 1980s and the Baroque intellectualism of Arnold Schoenberg.
Thank you. is not loneliness.
Edgar Allan Poe's words can be weird, and they certainly elicited a spine-chilling piece from Eric Schwartz. The amazing baritone was Alexander Hurd. The pianist, inside and outside of the instrument, was Shirmante Ketsze. We'll close with "And Death Shall Have No Dominion," poetry by Dylan Thomas and music by Stephen Lewis Bain.
Death shall have
And death shall have no dominion, the words of Dylan Thomas, set by Stephen Lewis Bain, and sung by David Adam Moore, baritone, with Jennifer Bowman, piano. This has been the Halloween version of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling. You know that I take the public in public radio seriously and enjoy your suggestions and comments. Just go to hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can also find the link to the archive of these programs. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.